beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Dreuer.
Telling you, folks, people are leaving the Democrat Party in droves. They know they're the cause of most of these problems. Here's one woman in Denver, which is just being overrun with illegal aliens, illegal immigrants, talking about how the city is less safe because of it. Clip two.
Okay. So I'm going to explain why I'm so upset, right? My wife is, like, trying to just go have a good time with her friend.
Her wife.
But she's, like, super scared to be in the Denver area. Rightfully so. If you live here, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't live here and you don't know what I'm seeing and what we see on a daily basis, do me a favor and shut up, okay? Don't get all up in your feelings when I say this. It is completely unsafe in this stupid city of Denver, mainly because of illegal immigrants. Oh my God, get all up in your feelings about it. I don't care, okay? Don't care. It's really happening. It's like legitimately happening. It's not an over-exaggeration. That's not even my opinion. That's fact. That's real. They're everywhere. Every single place you look, everywhere you turn in this stupid city of Denver, it's all illegal immigrants at this point. It's crazy, actually. And what's even worse about the whole situation is if my wife had some kind of emergency, heaven forbid, please God, no. But if she did, and let's say that her emergency just so happened to involve an illegal immigrant, she will more than likely be waiting for a police response for a very long time. Or she would have to go to the police station her damn self. Simply because the police, in all honesty, where are they? Where are they? I normally see like 7 cops driving up and down this busy ass road in front of my job site. I haven't seen zero cops. My entire shift.
Democrats
today,
defunded them.
My entire shift yesterday. Normally, I even have a sheriff come by. Nope. You know why? Because it's dangerous for them to be out right now, especially with these illegal immigrant gangs. Yeah. Yeah, they've put hits out on police officers in the city and county of Denver.
Oh, yeah, we got an illegal immigrant gang member story for you.
I don't know, but that's real. It's happening. It's legitimately happening here. And that's why we don't see cops on the streets right now. That's why they're not just out patrolling.
So, look, folks, these issues are undeniable. They're right in front of your face. Everybody's seeing them, and everybody knows where the blame goes. Democrats. So, look, I hope this doesn't have to get worse. I hope we don't have to have another 4 years of Democrats before 90% of America realizes that they're the problem. 90% of America realizes they're destroying the country. They're a criminal organization. But I feel like we're reaching a critical mass of that realization right now.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Speaking of illegal immigrant gang members, listen to this crazy story out of Philadelphia in clip 21.
He's now been identified as 39-year-old Freddie Antonio Amaya Marin from El Salvador. Officers say the suspect stood in the woods outside his home and shot at multiple vehicles driving down the street until police arrived on the scene. He then began shooting at officers and they returned fire. The suspect was arrested shortly after. Investigators are working with multiple agencies, including the U.S. Attorney General's Office and Homeland Security. Amaya Marin faces 8 counts of attempted murder and federal charges for illegal reentry after deportation and illegal alien in possession of a firearm. Authorities tell 3 on Your Side this is not his first incident. The 39-year-old was deported back to El Salvador back in 2007 and returned to the U.S. illegally. He's also a confirmed member of a violent international street gang.
Oh! Wow. Boy, that Kamala Harris border letting criminal gang members get across it. She's strong on border security, though. She told me she's very strong on border security. All right, let's get into this news, the latest news with the cover-up into the Trump assassination attempt. Quickly, from earlier, this was Josh Hawley. Senator Hawley, whistleblower says Secret Service headquarters told agents working the Butler, Pennsylvania event not to request additional manpower resources for the rally and warned any such requests would be denied. Contradicts Director Rowe testimony, who said no resources were ever denied. So where is the perjury charge? Where is the subpoena for him to testify again? Where is the contempt of Congress? That's the question. Now, there is another story where Republicans are taking some action. We'll get to that later. But it's just, where's the follow-up here? That's the problem. And, again, you used to get nothing from these Republicans. Now, at least, we get, like, an itch scratched. But now there needs to be follow-up. So, Roe needs to be called for testimony again. And he needs to be asked about this and other developments. By the way, do you remember during these hearings, Roe and Cheadle and Ray, and I forget the name of the deputy director from the FBI, they all said, we'll get you that answer. Oh, we'll get you those documents. Oh, I'll get you that information. Did they ever get that information over? Do you think they ever gave that information over to the Senate committee and the House committee? You ever think they gave that information? Somehow I doubt it. But Senator Hawley, if you believe that Director Roe lied in his testimony, then don't you think you should call him for another testimony and figure it out exactly? Seems like that would be the obvious thing to do. Let's go ahead and do that, shall we? Let's go ahead and get that done. That'd be nice. We would really appreciate that. It's a nice tweet. It's a nice strongly worded letter. Now he's asking for the information. Senator Hawley is asking for the information that Roe said he would provide. So he still hasn't provided it. So he lied. And by the way, Roe is not the only one that needs to be called up in regards to the assassination attempt. And Roe is not the only one that needs to be called up for potential perjury either. Maybe Mark Zuckerberg. But again, I digress. Let's get back to the story. Trump assassination attempt. FBI reveals first photos of Thomas Crook's firearm and IEDs in the trunk. I don't know if there's really any big news with the firearm. But the explosive devices indicate what we were told by the independent committee, that this is not something typical for somebody to be able to just make up themselves. These are rather advanced explosive devices. This isn't something a kid can just whip up in his garage. These are advanced explosive devices that require a certain level of expertise to make, which brings to the question of, was he working alone? I would say at this point, and you know, I've been very just focused on what we can know for sure, what we have evidence of for sure, and I've kind of been going on that, and I've probably, I mean, even said I believe he was working alone. I'd have to say now he was likely not working alone. So I just call balls and strikes. I go where the evidence leads me. I'd say Crooks was not working alone. And the fact that they can't find any media, social media profile, any internet profile, apparently he's communicating over encrypted apps and may have contact with foreign bank accounts, but they just can't find anything. The FBI can't find anything. Yeah, that tells me I don't think he was working alone. So I'd say if I previously thought he was working alone and it was just to stand down to just, let's just create an environment where Trump can be shot. Now I'd lean towards he was not working alone. I would say the only caveat that I have is how much time could they really have had to prepare this assassination attempt? Because the rally wasn't announced to the public until I think 2 weeks before the rally. It might have been less than 2 weeks, but let's just say 2 weeks. So, I mean, to plan and coordinate all of this stuff in 2 weeks, that seems a little far-fetched to me. So someone would have had to have prior knowledge. Is that someone in the Trump campaign? Is that the NSA spying on Trump? So this is where my investigation would go, is trying to determine when was it first known internally and by whom that Trump was going to have a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania that day. And let's not forget that the Iranian international that got arrested the day before the assassination attempt? Seems awfully coincidental, doesn't it? They say, oh, Iran wants to assassinate Trump. And then they arrest this Iranian national the day before the assassination, trying to flee the country. Yeah, I don't think Crooks was acting alone. Whether it was insiders in the U.S. deep state, whether it was foreign governments. I mean, a Pakistani national. Thank you, guys. And they said he was working with Iran. Who really knows? So there's where my investigation would go next. Because Crooks is dead. Dead men tell no tales. So I would say, if I'm of the belief now, which I am, that Crooks was not acting alone, that he had help, to me that would also tell me that he somehow knew, or somebody somehow knew, that Trump was having a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th before it was announced to the public. Now, whether Crooks knew that or not, I don't know. But if he was not acting alone, somebody knew that. Did he really build these bombs in 2 weeks? Did he really build these bombs himself? Was he trained how to build these bombs in 2 weeks? Seems unlikely. Seems unlikely. And they say, well, he was regularly going to the shooting range. Well, since when? And how regularly? And when did that pattern start? Did that pattern increase? So this is where my investigation would go. But the FBI says they don't even know the motivation. No motive identified yet in Trump rally shooting, FBI says in briefing. No motive. The motive was to kill Trump. You ass clowns. No motive? Hey, a guy just fired shots at Trump, but we don't know why. What a joke. You want to talk about the biggest cover-up of them all? The FBI claiming there was no motive. Yeah, here's the motive. The deep state and the Democrats want Trump dead. The American media has been demonizing Trump as the worst human being on earth for 8 years. There's your motivation. There's your motivation factors. But they just say, no motive. Yeah, the American media wasn't calling Trump Hitler and a Nazi and a white supremacist and KKK and the worst human being ever and a threat to humanity and a threat to the country and a threat to their rights for 8 years. They weren't doing that. That certainly couldn't have been a motivation factor. And even though he fired at Donald Trump and hit him once in the head, who knows? We don't know what he was doing. Some guy just climbed on the roof and just started firing wildly into a crowd. Was he trying to kill Trump? We just don't know. What could have driven him to want to kill Trump? Who knows? It's a mystery, says the FBI. What a joke. Shut the FBI down at this point. There is no credibility left. Whatever people at the FBI have integrity and credibility, give them to local law enforcement. Give them to state law enforcement. Shut down the FBI. It is a joke. At this point, it would appear part of a cover-up into an assassination of Donald Trump. The FBI needs to be abolished and shut down now. We already had enough reasons to shut it down. The persecution of conservatives, the persecution of Christians, the persecution of Trump supporters. But at this point, this is just outrageous. No motive known in the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. They don't know a motive. You're covering it up. The FBI needs to be abolished as soon as Trump gets into office. Day one, abolish the FBI. Day freaking one. And that's a big budget. Now, you can refund the police. You can refund the police at the state level. You can refund the police at the local level. And then if FBI agents that actually have integrity and credibility and are good at their job want to continue their work in law enforcement, then they can go look for a job in a state police department. Then go look for a job in a local police department. And that's how you solve that. This is unforgivable, like many other things the FBI has done. It's a joke. It's an abomination. And it needs to be completely shut down. No motive, no foreign links, they say. What an absolute joke. Unbelievable. No, the question is, how many people were involved in this assassination attempt, and how many of them were in direct contact with crooks at all? That's the question. Not what was the motive. We know the motive. Father of Trump shooter Thomas Matthew Crooks hires powerhouse criminal lawyer as FBI intensifies investigation into role in son's assassination attempt. Did he have a role? Why is he hiring a high-powered attorney that doesn't come cheap, by the way? Doesn't come cheap. But Quinn Loge, the Pittsburgh-based law firm that Matthew Crooks and his wife Mary have retained, describe themselves as trial attorneys who specialize in both criminal defense and civil suits, including wrongful death and personal injury. I mean, I could understand maybe wanting to hire a lawyer for PR purposes or to just keep people off your back. But it does make you wonder. Now, we have a video, and probably to this date, this is the best compilation with the timeline of the assassination attempt and how much warning they had as far as the guy, a shooter, being on the roof, from a suspect on the roof to a shooter on the roof. Now, remember, for some context before I play this video, and this video, I mean, now it's pretty much known that they knew for 3 minutes, more than 3 minutes, that there was a suspect and then a shooter on the roof. They already were watching Crooks. He was already a suspicious individual. He went up on the roof, and he was allowed to run around on the roof, assemble a firearm, and take 8 shots at Donald Trump before Trump was removed from the stage. That is criminal negligence at the very least. At the very least, that is criminal negligence. At the very worst, a direct stand down, or someone in these agencies was involved with the stand down and wanted Trump to get killed that day. That's the scale you're at right now. Very least, criminal negligence. Very most, people were directly involved in letting Crooks take shots at Donald Trump that day. There's your scale. So here's the video, a compilation when law enforcement is first told there's a suspect on the roof to the point of the shots, with all the different angles, all the different videos, police cams, body cams, dash cams, people in the audience cams, the TV cams, all of it combined here in clip 20.
That's your senator. He votes with Biden or whoever happens to be furthest left. We got to get him elected, McCormick. We got to get McCormick, press McCormick. He's a good man, too. He's a valiant fighter. He's a great, great gentleman.
Yeah,
so
dude,
we're going to bring him up for it. Can we bring him up for a couple of minutes later? A little bit later. All right. You get ready, McCormick. You get ready. I'll get you up here.
The world
will see a vibrant Republican Party that is bigger, stronger.
A suspect is running on the roof, and Trump is still on the stage.
That's what we are. We're the most united party. Now, you know, I'm watching the fake news go crazy because they're saying the Republican Party has not been united since Ronald Reagan like it is right now. It was united under Ronald Reagan the second time. It was very united. And they said there's never been anything like it. They've never seen a movement like this.
Law enforcement reacting to a suspect on the roof. Trump's still on the stage.
MAGA. MAGA means make America.
It's gone over the radios. Suspect on the roof. Law enforcement running around trying to figure out what's going on. Trump's still on the stage.
If he was doing the job, I wouldn't even be doing this. I'd be at some beautiful place with a gorgeous ocean. The Atlantic, maybe the Pacific.
Yeah,
now guns are drawn.
Thank you.
There he is right there. Right
it's now there. Been a yeah. minute. He's laying down. Trump's still on the stage.
And said I'm here with you fighting like hell to get a senator
What's happening?
Elected and to make sure we take back the White House, because if we do, we're going to make America better than ever before. We're going to make it.
Yeah, look.
And it's
there
not
he is.
Easy.
Now everybody knows.
Because we have millions
guy on the roof
people
getting into a prone position with a gun.
People. Criminals. We have criminals, we have drug dealers, we have people that should not be here, and it's much tougher than if it happened. You know, we have the strongest border ever. In recorded history, we had the best border. In fact, if they could ever put up a chart, I don't know.
So now they know guy on the roof with a gun, getting in prone position, Trump's still on the stage.
You don't mind if I go off teleprompter, do you? Because these teleprompters are so damn boring, I try and explain.
It's been 90 seconds, Trump's still on the stage.
You guys are doing it. They're getting better with time. My guys, take a look at that chart. Take a look at the arrow on the bottom. See the big red arrow, right? So that's when I left
office.
Now the
cops make eye contact, go on the roof, see the shooter with the gun.
Government services comes right out.
Now law enforcement,
Border Patrol,
has had direct eye contact on the roof, shooter with the gun. Trump's still on the stage.
Illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country. And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened.
Law enforcement on the radio.
Probably
shooter on the roof with a gun. Trump's still on the stage.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something, to see, take a look at it.
Part of an upcoming documentary from Chris Todd Nolan. So, I would say that's probably the best compilation we've seen. 3 minutes go by, known suspect on the roof. 3 minutes go by, known suspect on the roof. They don't get Trump off the stage. 2 minutes go by, known suspect on the roof, getting in prone position with a gun. They don't get Trump off the stage. 45 seconds, law enforcement has made direct contact with a guy on the roof with a gun, and they still don't take Trump off the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, that is impossible. Unless someone wanted it to happen. Now, what they're saying at this point is, I mean, this is unbelievable. They're claiming, and again, the sworn testimony and then the stories that they're telling, I guess, in closed testimony, they're saying, well, Secret Service didn't pick up their radios that day. What? They didn't even have radios? Secret Service didn't have radios that day? So that when law enforcement is on the communications and saying, we got a suspect on the roof, we got a guy on the roof with a gun, we got a shooter on the roof, Secret Service just didn't even know? Even though Ron Rowe, I believe, it was either Ron Rowe or the deputy FBI director, who said that they had a guy at the headquarters that was monitoring all communications. Well, if that's true, then 3 minutes before this first shot was fired, they knew there was a suspect on the roof. 2 minutes before the first shot was fired, they knew there was a guy getting in a prone position on the roof. This is the official law enforcement communications. And 45 seconds before there was the first shot fired, law enforcement communications said, shooter on the roof. So Secret Service easily should have gotten that communication, sent it to their agents next to the stage, and gotten Trump off the stage. Why didn't it happen? Did someone inside Secret Service want Donald Trump to get shot? How did that not happen? Now, if you're the local police, you might have the regret of, gee, I guess I should have been screaming, take Trump off the stage, take Trump off the stage. But they probably assumed that when we communicated that on the radio, Secret Service would know there's a shooter on the roof. And Secret Service stood down and let Trump get shot and a man get killed.
Everybody should go to InfoWarsPhone.com right now. InfoWarsPhone.com. They have all the solar panels, all the charging stations, all the best sat phones, all the best sat radios, all the best equipment at the best prices, and they support the broadcast. InfoWarsPhone.com. I think it's a default move to do this. It's an absolute essential. And it is so important to get ready, and I'm telling myself that.
If there's an EMP attack, your cell phone's just nothing but a brick, right? And I know that even in the law enforcement part of it, that when people are, run their phone, they can turn their phone off, and for 72 hours, somebody in our group can ping that phone and track that phone for 72 hours. So you're not off the grid. So make sure you get your Faraday sleeve. Have a sat phone as a backup. If you're concerned about secure messaging, black phone, secure end-to-end encryption.
Everybody should go to InfoWarsPhone.com right now.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
And people are listening to me are like, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the devil either. Oh, no, you've been captured. Because if you don't believe in Jesus, or you don't believe in the devil. Is the devil telling you that? There's a blindfold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that's the god of this world, has put a veil over people so that they don't see the light of the gospel. So, like, one day I'm just crying out and praying for the nation because, like I said, my main job in this world is an intercessor for the nations. And then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID long symptoms, and possibly die. So please, please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the Trifecta Family Pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
This is a breaking news right now. An armed illegal migrant gang has taken over an apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado. How about that? An armed gang of illegal migrants have taken over an entire apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado. That's fun. Jeez. Thanks, Kamala. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we still got a lot of other news to cover. Figured I'd break that as it's breaking. I want to tell you, though, about my favorite drink mix and why I start every morning with Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com. I have it in front of me here because I want to read the supplement facts here. Vitamin A, 144% daily value. Vitamin C, 1,000% daily value. Vitamin D, 125% daily value. Vitamin E, 134% daily value. Riboflavin, 131% daily value. Vitamin B6, 588% daily value. Folate, 250% daily value. Vitamin B12, total power, 4,000% daily value. Just total power. Biotin, 333% daily value. I can go on. 25 milligrams, CoQ10, 50 milligrams, NAC. 1,000 milligrams glycine. L-glutamine, 100 milligrams. I can go on. I think you get the point. All of that in one scoop. All of that in one scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com. A top seller, sells out frequently, 25% off right now. Part of the sale happening at InfoWarsStore.com. One scoop Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's why I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All right. How long does it take for a conspiracy theory to become a fact in the mainstream media? Well, in this case, about 18 months, clip 22.
We have example after example of this administration coordinated, apparently, according to a federal court, by your agency, pressuring, coercing social media companies to engage in censorship. Is that constitutional?
That is unequivocally false.
Is what the emails show?
It is unequivocally false, Senator.
You are not pressuring the big tech companies to take down accounts. You are not meeting with them to ask them to censor on your behalf.
That is correct. We are not.
Here's my point, Mr. Secretary. It has been established for years in this country, as you very well know because you're a lawyer, that the federal government may not use private third parties to engage in activities that are unconstitutional. That's exactly what you and this administration are doing. You are leveraging private companies to carry out censorship on your behalf. It's dystopian, but worse than that, it's unconstitutional.
It's also false.
Turn now to a story breaking overnight. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg claims he was pressured by the White House to censor content related to COVID-19 during the pandemic. Aaron Katursky joins us now with details. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning to you, Whit. For years, critics have taken aim at Facebook for silencing views that challenge the general consensus in the medical community, especially about the origin of COVID-19. Now Facebook's founder surprisingly says they're right.
This morning, Meta chief Mark Zuckerberg admitting he bowed to pressure from the Biden administration to censor content. The Facebook founder issuing a letter to the House Judiciary Committee that said senior administration officials pushed the social media platform to censor posts about COVID-19 and expressed a lot of frustration when the company resisted. Zuckerberg saying, "I believe the government pressure was wrong, and I regret that we were not more outspoken about it." Adding, "I feel strongly that we should not compromise our content standards due to pressure from any administration in either direction, and we're ready to push back if something like this happens again." House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan celebrating the letter, calling it a big win for free speech.
So let's kind of review all of this here. Let's go full spectrum here. And there's been censorship for a long time in different ways, but the real Democrat Party hardcore campaign of censorship began in 2018 with InfoWars and Alex Jones, myself included. It was front page of the Drudge Report in 2018 when they wiped InfoWars off of all the social media platforms, and because I was working at InfoWars at the time, they wiped me off of them as well. Front page news, top of Drudge Report, everything. Just wiped us off. We then created an app so people could still access our content easily. And then they banned the app from the Apple App Store and the Android App Store. So total censorship. 100% done by Democrats. Whether the direct orders came from whoever inside the party, it doesn't matter. It was the Democrats that did it. Same Democrats that are trying to destroy Alex's life and shut this company down. Now, because the lack of backlash, because the lack of response to that, the lack of action to that, they went further. They started censoring Donald Trump. They started censoring Trump supporters. And then, when the Democrats got the White House, that's when they started outright demanding censorship on Twitter and on Facebook. And I guess at this point, we would have to assume YouTube, even though YouTube hasn't admitted it. But Twitter has admitted it, and Facebook has admitted it. And so did Apple. So they admitted that. That came right out of the White House. That came right out of the Biden administration, demanding censorship. Now, maybe Mayorkas could claim plausible deniability or ignorance. But somebody has to be held accountable. And I think it starts with Mark Zuckerberg. Now, I saw a lot of responses to this. And I actually predicted yesterday when I said it that I'd probably be in the minority of this opinion. I'll stand by it. I'll stand by that I'm willing to forgive Mark Zuckerberg for the censorship. And I'm not saying this is some sort of a transactional thing like, okay, Mark, we'll forgive you for the censorship and for the potential perjury. Just come out and endorse Trump and let us back onto the platform. He should do that, but I'm not even looking at this from a transactional view. I'm looking at this from there is a historical precedent here in the United States of America. After the Civil War, prisoners of the Civil War were released and diplomatic and relations politically were restored. So I'm willing to offer that olive branch to Mark Zuckerberg. He's being honest, and if he wants to continue being honest, then that can be his saving grace, I would say here. Now, again, others not so willing to forgive and forget. They want Mark Zuckerberg's ass in jail. But I think it's pretty clear Zuckerberg perjured himself. This is from July 2020. Representative Matt Gaetz accuses Mark Zuckerberg of lying under oath about Facebook censorship. He demanded Attorney General Barr launch a criminal investigation for lying under oath about Facebook's censorship. Mark Zuckerberg now admits that they engaged in censorship after pressure from the Biden administration. So here's what needs to happen. Zuckerberg needs to be called for another testimony. And the Republicans need to pressure and say, hey, you know, maybe we should look at perjury charges, or maybe you can just come and testify and be honest about what's happened, and you know, maybe we'll forget about the perjury you might have committed. Zuckerberg needs to be called for an emergency hearing now.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. As our programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People have really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies, because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion. with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think, I know, you would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to KEPM.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. KEPM.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Republicans are taking some action. Yesterday we had Laura Loomer on. I think we applied some pressure and it paid off. Following my interview with Laura Loomer and her pressure campaign and the bombshell reporting into the Authentic Campaigns, the House Judiciary Committee has finally subpoenaed Mike Nellis, the founder of Authentic Campaigns and business partner of Lauren Merchan, the daughter of Judge Juan Merchan, and the president of Authentic Campaigns. I would say she should be subpoenaed as well. Now, when Republicans ignore a subpoena, they go to jail. Nellis has already made a public statement denying that there's any reason to think there is an abuse of power here. Really, just the payments and the judge. So there's no lies. This is all public information. He's claiming that they're lies, but how is it lies when it's public information? Democrats paying off the judge of the daughter. That's just a fact. So we'll see where this goes, but he has been subpoenaed to appear in front of the House Judiciary Committee. But again, it's time for Ron Rowe to appear again, Kim Cheadle to appear again, FBI Director Wray to appear again, Mark Zuckerberg to appear again. Let's get to work, Republicans. Let's get to work. Please. Supreme Court refuses to revive Biden's latest student loan debt relief plan. So how many times has Biden lost at the Supreme Court with this deal? He keeps coming back. CNN, Supreme Court leaves Biden's new student loan repayment plan blocked. But again, they've already done this. They've already paid off some people's student loans. So they've already broken the law. Is that money going to be repatriated? That's a crazy one. But I love this. Listen to the Washington Post headline. Supreme Court refuses to allow Biden's student loan repayment plan for now. So they're coming back. They're coming back. The Democrats need to buy votes. New York Times. Supreme Court blocks for now another Biden student debt plan. For now. They both say for now. So they're running cover for the Democrats. Saying, oh, no, no, no. The Democrats will buy your votes. Or, I mean, the Democrats will pay your student loan debt. They'll pay it. Don't worry. Just got blocked for now. Or are they saying they're going to pack the Supreme Court so that they can change the ruling? But what happens to those funds that got paid out? I wonder. I wonder. Michael Sparks, first January 6th defendant to breach U.S. Capitol, sentenced to 53 months in prison. Yeah, a lot of people got sentenced to multiple years in prison that went into the Capitol. Going into the Capitol was probably not a smart idea. I mean, I went to prison. I didn't even go into the Capitol. I tried to stop people from going into the Capitol. But nonviolent offenders do not deserve years in prison, especially when the precedent was set after all the Democrat riots, and 99% of those people never spent a day in prison. Not a day. By the way, and you know what? The Gateway Pundit had a great story on this, and I forgot to print it. If you guys want to pull that one up, I've got the Daily Mail one in front of me, but the Gateway Pundit story that they just published really hit home. Washington, D.C. family loses custody of their autistic son, who is 16 years old, after refusing to let him transition to a girl. Army veteran parents had a 16-year-old autistic son and was deceived by liberals at a hospital he was at that he was a girl. He requested to be transitioned. The parents said no. They then took the child. At the time, the child, this was actually years ago, so he, 16-year-old autistic son, has a breakup with his girlfriend, hurts himself, goes to the hospital. Liberal hospital staff convinces him he's a girl, requests to be gender transitioned. Parents say no. They take the kid. Now the kid is under a foster care custody of a woman named Miss Lavender. And they're probably just going to mutilate this boy. Horror. Military parents lose custody of 16-year-old autistic son after refusing to let him transition to a girl. Son is currently in foster care, living with a non-gendered chaplain named Lavender. It is seen on the screen with all the gay flags and trans flags and pedophile flags and everything else. In what sane world does this happen? So because the parents didn't want to genitally mutilate their son, they lose their son, and then the state takes the son to genitally mutilate the son. This is otherworldly, folks. This is truly otherworldly. This is straight up demonic. This is straight up satanic. That's hell on earth. That's hell on earth. Those are demons. Can you imagine what a sick demonic spirit it takes to have an autistic kid at a hospital, convince him to change genders, and when the parents say no, you then kidnap the kid and give it to somebody, a chaplain named Lavender? They stole a kid. They literally kidnapped and stole a kid. But no. That's not what happened. That autistic boy wanted to be a girl all on his own volition and needed protection from his parents that wouldn't let him genitally or chemically castrate himself. So the state took over so that he could genitally mutilate and chemically castrate himself, because that's totally normal. That's liberalism. That's Democrat Party politics. In what world is that sane? In what world does this even happen? That shouldn't happen, not even once. And there's stories like this all over the country. There's the James Younger story that we covered on this show. There's another one. Father loses battle to stop son from taking puberty blockers in the court. 8 years old. What planet is this? What spawn of Satan is doing this to children? How is this acceptable even one time? Again, this is only coming from one side of the political aisle, folks, the Democrat Party. You know, I'm a social liberal. I think probably 18. You're 18 and older. You want to do this to yourself, whatever. You want to mutilate your body after that. I mean, really, I did stupid things probably till I was like 21, 22. But I guess, you know, 18 is kind of the age you're considered an adult. So whatever, if we agree, 18 is the age you're considered an adult. You want to mutilate your body after that? Fine. But to indoctrinate children into this and do this to children is utterly unacceptable and probably unimaginable until about 10 years ago when Democrats turned it into policy. The fact that this happens once is unreal, is otherworldly. I mean, you want proof that demons walk among us, folks? You want proof that people are demonically possessed? This is your evidence. Taking an autistic boy and convincing him he's a girl and then taking him from his parents so he can have gender transition surgery. If that's not demonic, if that's not demon possession, if that's not otherworldly, I don't know what is. That's Democrat Party politics for you. You really want these people anywhere near your kids? You really want these people anywhere near power? They will make this stuff mainstream. My God, can you imagine the heartbreak from that family? Pray for them.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. We were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.